said, and you can't help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and ram them up your snout.
But I've got a crystal ball,
he said, and he held it on up to the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right. I wrapped some newspaper around my head so it looked like I was dead. I said some mumbo jumbo then and told him he was going to speak. I robbed his ring and his pocket watch and everything else I found. I had that sucker hypnotized. He couldn't even make a sound. Then I proceeded to show him his future then. As long as he was hanging around, I said, that's right.
Look here, brother.
Look here, brother.
Who you chopping with the cosmic thing?
Now, is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know? You can make more money serving coffee at Starbucks. So don't you waste your time on me.
Don't waste it.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your radio dial at WMFO.org online. And this is Rock Under the Radar. My name is Marion Farrow.
Such a bitter pill, but I love myself, and all I can do. Lying on the floor, no more breaking at the
What did we just hear? Let's see. A lot of stuff here. First was, okay, Dweezil Zappa with Crunchy Water, the B-side of his first 45 in 1982 when he was 12 years old. I always liked that song. I don't know. I even liked it better than the A-side. After that, you heard something from Soulfire, the new album from Little Steven. Did I announce that already? I don't remember. That was Standing in the Line of Fire. After that, you heard Boston singer-songwriter Abby Barrett with That Shame, the title song of her... What am I doing? I'm going backwards. I'm sorry. I did announce those before, didn't I? I am so sorry. I'm looking at the wrong notes here. Yes, we did hear Dweezil with Crunchy Water. I went backwards on the notes instead of forward, okay? After that, you heard Dweezil again doing his dad's song, Cosmic Debris, from the album Zappa Play Zappa. That being started in 2006 when Dweezil put together a group of excellent musicians to play his dad's music, to keep it alive and bring it to new generations. The players have changed, but tends to include unknown young musicians and older musicians who played with Frank are sometimes there. Guests who have played, had played with Frank, guests with Zappa Play Zappa who've played with Frank in the past include Steve Vai, Terry Bozzio, Napoleon Murphy Brock. Unfortunately, there were legal issues with the Zappa Family Trust, so the band's name was changed to Dweezil Zappa Plays Frank Zappa. I'm not even sure. I can't remember if that was good enough or not. And the show, he played last week at the Hampton Beach Casino. And I would have played this song last week if we didn't have technical difficulties on this show. But the show that he's doing now is called 50 Years of Frank. Then you heard brand new album by Mr. Big. Song was Mean to Me from the album Defying Gravity, which came out in early July. Mr. Big's a hard rock sort of supergroup that formed in 1988 with bassist Billy Sheehan, singer Eric Martin, guitarist Paul Gilbert, and drummer Pat Torpey. And you've heard me play Billy Sheehan quite a bit in the Winery Dogs. Guy's such a great bassist. They're all good musicians in this, kidding me? Then after that, you heard Red Sky Mary with South of the City from the 2015 album River Child. Based in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the band's been constantly gigs around New Hampshire, Maine, Massachusetts. And they recently completed a tour of Europe, that's pretty cool. That's very cool. They're a hard-working band, though, because they're gigging constantly. Great band. I've seen them a couple of times. Last week, if I didn't have technical difficulty, you would have found out last week. Last Friday night was their first show at the new Tupelo Music Hall in Derry, New Hampshire. I forget who they were opening for. Then you heard something new, a band called Hunter and the Bear with DRK from their debut album Paper Heart, came out in May. It's a young four-man band, is based in London, currently touring the UK. They've played at several festivals and opened for Eric Clapton. They're getting good buzz in the UK, and they released one song a month leading up to this album. That's kind of cool. Cool way to get some attention, I suppose, huh? Get people geared up for the album. Now, what do we have now? You know what? We're going to be getting into some serious guitar time here. And I'm not saving it for the end of the show these days because time is a little weird here. In the studio, I don't know what's wrong. It's me or whatever. In any case, got some Led Zeppelin for you right now. Dazed and Confused.
Not true. What did I want? sleeping off the drugs. And maybe we're just living on a blue satellite, and gravity is flowing in the blood. The revolution starts tonight. We surrender or we fight. We bend, we break, we circle round again. The breath before the moment of surprise. The revolution starts tonight. We surrender or we fight. We bend, we break, we circle round again. I got nothing but the truth and my heart to give to you. A summer and a love that never ends. It never ends. guess it's new. She says gold is just a place to put my jewels. I work double shifts for one more pair of shoes. Just living easy is getting hard to do.
Blue. Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, you just heard a set with serious guitarists involved. Started out with Led Zeppelin, Dazed and Confused from the BBC Sessions. And after that, you heard River Dogs with Let's see, The Revolution Starts Tonight, a new song from their brand new album California, just came out a few weeks ago. Band formed in L.A. in 1989, put out a debut album that didn't really go anywhere, and got back together with a revamped lineup and two more records in 1993. Then they went in an extended hiatus, got back together with the original lineup in 2003, recorded some demos, put out an album in 2011. And this new album, California, is their first album in 6 years. The series guitarist in River Dogs is Vivian Campbell from Northern Ireland, has played with Dio, Whitesnake, and most recently Def Leppard. After River Dogs, you heard Richie Kotzen, who I've played many times on my show as the singer-guitarist for the Winery Dogs. His new solo album, Salting Earth, came out in May, and from that album, that was Make It Easy. Great guitarist with a great voice, too. Then you heard something new here. Maybe, I don't know if I played them before. Maybe, I don't think I did yet. It's a band from Los Angeles called Cosmo Squad. And the song was Morbid Tango from the new album, The Morbid Tango. The three-piece combo first got together in 1997, and the last album they released before this one was 10 years ago. It's hard to fully describe their music, some progressive metal, jazzy rock fusion. The series guitarist here is Jeff Coleman, who has played with many others, including Glenn Hughes. He's also worked as a session guitarist, producer, and songwriter, including writing music for movies and TV. Excuse me. Then, from the UK, you heard Danny Bryant with Prisoner of the Blues from his brand new double live album, Big Live in Europe, which was recorded. Excuse me one second, I apologize. Sorry about that. Still got something in my throat anyway. Danny Bryant's Prisoner of the Blues from his brand new double live album, Big Live in Europe, which was recorded across three of his shows in Germany and Holland in January of this year. It's from the UK. Danny Bryant is 36, been playing since he was 15, professionally since 18. He's released about 10 studio albums, played alongside folks like Buddy Guy and Carlos Santana. Then, heard some Joe Bonamassa with, what did we play? Living Easy. And, I'm sorry, I forget what album that's from. I prayed it from the database here. I don't have. I was planning to play some Black Country Communion, but I lost the song here. And the reason I was going to play it is they did get back together and they announced when their new album's coming out, I believe September something. And that psyched for that, and I think they're going to be doing some touring. I hope they are, anyway. Okay, now I have a few summer-type songs evoking the season. You know, they have a summery feel about summer or whatever. The first is Sop with the Camel and the hit single Hello, Hello from their self-titled debut in 1967. They broke up later that year, reformed in 71, recorded an album in 73, and broke up in 74. Now, the second album never came out until it was released on a CD in 2001. So I don't know why this song just reminds me of summer. Sop with Camel, Hello, Hello.
Hello, 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 hello. love you. Always been too high above you. Now I'm not so far away. Now at last I can say hello.
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 You got pretty hair.
You got pretty hair.
Hello. Hello. Can't you tell I care? Never treat you mean. Oh no, I know I would never treat you mean. Day.